Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take.
Today was a bit of a ho-hum sort of a day as to what I was going to write about. And so I went back to the list that I made last week and just pulled out one of the topics that I wanted to write about. And there's a lot of topics in there that I feel that I should be writing about, but they feel quite shameful or things that weren't particularly good experiences. So it's going to take me a bit of courage to get into those. And the other thing I'm finding interesting is that as I write, memories bring up other memories, and then other links start to create. To be created. So that's a really interesting process. And the other thing I've decided to do is to dedicate one day a week to writing so that I can actually start to structure and pull things apart, put them together again, have a look at the overall picture and just see where I'm up to with that. So yeah, I'm going to start doing that on Wednesday. And here's what I wrote today. I'm 36. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what outcome he was expecting exactly or aiming for. I don't know how he thought I would react. He worked two offices down from me. I didn't think he was particularly clever or sensitive or intuitive. He was ambitious, and it was clear that he wanted to make partner in this firm or in another, and that he would. Not because he was a particularly fine lawyer, but because he wanted it so much. I was sitting in his office for some reason on the other side of the desk from him. He started to say something like, "You don't fit in," or "You don't seem very happy," or "You don't want to make it enough." Something along those lines. Whatever he said, it made me cry. He was right, and it was humiliating for him to have said it. I wasn't close to him, and there was no reason for him to bring it upon himself to say something so personal to me. Thinking about it now, I didn't fit in because I didn't have the same values as many of the other people in the firm, the more prominent people. I couldn't care less about luxury cars, expensive restaurants, and designer clothes. All of those things seemed extraordinarily superficial. Not only superficial, wasteful. I was far more interested in deep human connection, in caring for the environment, in walking in the mountains, in making a difference. A healthy lifestyle was important to me. Sleep was important to me. Making the most of all periods of my life. I was not willing to sacrifice a part of my life to work in order to make enough money to retire early in order to do whatever I wanted. Funny how those people may have had that plan too, but never carried it out. It could never have worked in that law firm, and probably any other. Our interests and values were too different. After I started to cry, he gave me the card of that therapist who worked in a big, dusty, empty room with a large fireplace and two low armchairs near Parc Monceau. I am 30. The meeting is held in a large internal meeting room that feels like a cave. The end of the room is empty and dark. The lights are off in that part of the room. In the part of the room near the door where the lights are on, there are two sets of desks lined up one next to the other. We are holding our weekly team meeting. One of those interminable meetings when we go around the table and people talk about the files they are working on. I don't know if these team meetings interested anyone else, but I found it almost impossible to raise the slightest curiosity in anyone else's files. I enjoyed spending time together, feeling the team's spirit, but what an extraordinary waste of time those meetings were. What was the point of them, really? Did anyone know the point? In this particular meeting, I'm going to talk about my interesting file when my boss jumps in and talks about it in my place. I let him. I am 46. I have thought very deeply about the issues and written a detailed memo. My boss and I are in the office of my boss's boss. I open my mouth to present my work when my boss jumps in and says to her boss, "I know you don't have much time, so here are the most important points." I am furious. Yet again, someone has spoken in my place. How dare she? I am also furious at myself. I know she has done a better job than I could ever have done. She is concise and straight to the point. I am furious with myself for winging it and not practicing what I'm going to say beforehand to make sure that it is good. But this time, I raise it with my boss afterwards. She is not pleased that I raise it, and I probably said things that weren't particularly diplomatic or constructive. I was scared about saying anything at all, but I'm glad I did. A tiny step forward in becoming more assertive. I am 7. At the end of the living room, between the sofa on the rough row, at the end of the living room behind the sofa, is an off-white rug with a black and brown border, and 3 brown diamonds in a line down the middle. I put a record onto the record player, and dance on the diamond rug for hours. I don't care if anyone sees me dance.
I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.